listening to Spokespeople.
Hi, podcast listeners. This is Alice.
And this is Elizabeth.
And we're part of the team that hosts the Spokespeople storytelling events.
This is the podcast of the true stories told live at our monthly storytelling shows in the San Francisco Bay Area.
The story you're about to hear, told by Andy Granowitz, comes from our April 2014 show, Eat Me, Stories of Things Consumed, at the House of Duke in Berkeley.
I love this story, and I hope you will too. Enjoy!
We are going to kick things off for this second act with Andy Granowitz. Andy is the lead pianist in the world-renowned klezmer band Boys to Mensch, formerly known as the McAllister Street Klezmer Orchestra. A little known fact is that Boys to Men was actually originally a play on words of Boys to Mensch. This is Andy's Spokespeople debut. Please welcome Andy.
Hello, everybody. Hi, Mike. So cleansing is a thing these days, right? People will drink only juice or clear liquids or not solids for some period of time. And this is a thing that I'm kind of ambivalent about. I don't know much about it or really care too much. I do have some friends that do this. So that's pretty much the extent of what I know about cleansing, but it is very popular these days. But us Jews, right, we've been doing this for a really long time. Yes. Yom Kippur, right? At least once a year, sometimes, you know, there are other fast days as well, where we don't eat anything for 24 hours, eat or drink, right? So this is something that we've been doing for a very long time. So this is a story about Yom Kippur. So Yom Kippur, you don't eat anything for 24 hours, right? And I'm usually okay with it. I get pretty hungry, but you get to a point where you're not really so hungry anymore. You don't worry about it. Thirst is a thing. You get very thirsty. There are some components of Yom Kippur that I actually kind of enjoy. So, you know, choosing food is something that's very challenging for me, right? I don't know if other people experience this, but, you know, in the morning, Cheerios, oatmeal, that kind of stuff. I'm not talking about, like, big decisions, like, pretty small decisions. You know, when you're at the grocery store, raisins, you know, there's two different brands of raisins. It's like, which box do I choose? You know, nutrition, information, ingredients, raisins. Like, those are very difficult things. And one day of the year, Yom Kippur, you don't need to make those decisions. So it's actually kind of nice, that aspect I enjoy. So a number of years ago, I was studying abroad in London. And this was one of the first times I was actually away from home for the holidays, so a new experience. And I have a friend in London who had a family friend, and they invited us over for the break fast, which is when after the fast is over, you go and you eat food, and it's a nice thing. So we took the tube out to the suburbs to go to this break fast. So the person whose house we're going to, who of course I don't know, and my friend Max, he didn't really know them either, but she was waiting for us at the tube. So I go to, you know, we've been fasting for like 24, 25 hours at this point. I go to get in the car, and this British lady says to me, "Do you plan on driving?" So, of course, I went in the wrong side of the car. We were in London. we get to her house, and you know, I'm expecting there to be food. It's a break fast after all, and I don't know if they thought that we already broke the fast or if things are different in this country, but there was no food. And they come out with tea. So I kind of wanted a drink of water, but tea was okay. So we're sitting there drinking tea, 25, 26 hours, you know, no food. Then, you know, finally they come out with some honey cakes, which is, I guess, what you eat, kind of eat with tea, which was a step in the right direction. But then we took a step back when they came out with the whiskey. And, yeah, so I'm a guest at their house. feel obliged to eat and drink what they give me. So, you know, at this point, though, we found out that there was food coming. So I thought, okay, as long as I could just get through this whiskey, then the next thing that comes out will be. So I managed to get through the whiskey, but then my friend Max, he couldn't, so he pours his in mine. Now I'm drinking his whiskey. So finally, that we're done with that, and they bring out the first course, which is herring. I am not a fan of herring, especially not after this experience. The second course was pickled herring. The third course was some sort of potato salad with mayonnaise, like very mayonnaise-y. And it sort of went on like this with these one repulsive food after the next. So... It was England, yes. British, not known for their food. So I wasn't feeling so great. The final course, the dessert, was a very large portion of a very creamy cheesecake with that artificial cherry flavor on it, which I don't normally like, and especially so it was not good. I was not feeling so great. Somehow I made it through the night. We got back to London. I went straight to sleep. The next morning, I had some porridge. There was no Cheerios in London, so I don't need to make that decision. It was the first day of classes. I was studying abroad, so I go to class, and I'm feeling okay, but not great. And you know, it's this big lecture hall. I'm sitting there, and I start to feel it, you know, in the bottom of my stomach, and it comes up, you know, a little bit more. And it's starting to remind me of that time that I picked the wrong brand of raisins. And eventually, you know, it gets to your cheeks. And like that's like when you're nauseous, you feel it in your cheeks. So as soon as the lecture ends, I go straight to the bathroom, of course, vomit. So there's a big debate in my family between my mom and my dad, which is what is the best thing to break the fast with, to eat after fasting. So my mom and my entire mom's side of the family thinks melon, you know, like cantaloupe, honeydew. My dad thinks challah, you know, bread, challah bread. I haven't decided which side I'm on, but I do know that it's not herring and whiskey. So thank you very much. Yeah.
That was awesome. Thanks, Andy.
If you liked this story or would like to tell your own story, come to our next show. Go on our website, spokespeople.org, for more information. That's spokespeople.org. You can also like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Podcast audio production by Ian Ratzer and Gene Goldstein Plesser at Mercy Park Studios in San Francisco. Podcast coordination by Sarah Bars. Event hosted by Gene Goldstein Plesser. Event coordination by Rebecca Stevader. And event photography by Chris Koster. Music for this podcast was by First You Get the Sugar.
Thanks for listening.